After a minute or two, depending on your system speed, you'll get this big white block that says install at the top, and gradually things will appear in it. You see on the cursor, you have that little things are happening thing instead of your regular arrow. We have six steps to a Kubuntu install. Obviously, we're going to start at step one. And we just have to wait for this to load from the CD. And this is some fairly complicated stuff. It's not going to take us a long time, but without the fast-forwarding stuff, we'd be sitting here for 15 or 20 minutes. It's really good to have a Coke or a cup of coffee or a glass of water or whatnot handy. And while the installation is going on, you will have several good opportunities to get up and refill that coffee cup or whatever. Now, step one here is to select the language. Pick one. Your favorite? Anything you like? There's a long list. Ubuntu and Kubuntu are truly international. Well, I'm going to do English for obvious reasons. So I click Next. And then, after a little delay, wait. Boy, I'm going to be so glad to have this actually on my hard drive where I can run full speed with a really responsive Linux system. My next step is to select my time. I'm in the same time zone as New York here in Florida, USA, so I'll click New York. Next, I'll click Next. Keyboard layout. Once again, a large series of choices. Just within U.S. English, we can have all of these different layouts, whatever we prefer. If you have a Macintosh keyboard, go for it. Left-handed Dvorak, that's fine too. Well, I'm going to use the standard U.S. English. Click Next. Note that we're through step three of six. And another thing, we can always go back anytime we're not sure about a step that we took. We can go back and redo it. There's nothing wrong. In fact, it's not that hard to wipe out our whole installation if we have to. This is very easy. It's very relaxed and pretty much foolproof. Most hardware, not a problem. Scanning disks, detecting file system, disk partitioning. Now, this is a huge mystery to most new Linux users, basically because it's not something that Windows get involved in, or Mac. They do this, but they do it automatically, even though some of us say they maybe would be better off doing it a little more manually. Now, in this case, we're going to use the whole disk. Specifically, in this particular case, we use VMware for these little tutorials and guides. So we're going to use the whole space that we've assigned to VMware, which is how we're doing it. But it's the same thing on your real hard disk. For the moment, we're going to just do one partition, which is the Ubuntu default. Although many, many experienced Linux users, including myself, do prefer having several partitions. But we'll survive and just do it the basic way this time. Now, here's a hard question. What is your name? Well, I'm going to use my famous online moniker, Problemo. In this case, that's the name I'll also want to use to log in. I could have that be different if I want it. Now I need a password, and I'm going to use ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************ So you make sure you have it right. What is the name of this computer? Oh, I don't know. Let's call it Willie. I don't know. It's just purely a arbitrary selection in my case. You might want to have it something more accurate, if you have a laptop, or it might be media computer, or whatever. Either way, next. Step 6. Okay, this is it. Once we go here, we're going to destroy all data on any partitions we have removed, anywhere we go, in this case, the whole deal. Once we click install, it installs. You might want to at least look at advanced. Help for grub device selection, we don't need that. We can participate in a package usage survey. Right now though, I'm just so excited, I just want to go and install. Click and wait. Now this is the great time to take a break. Oh yeah, this will go on and on for a while because it's doing all the partitioning stuff plus then actually installing everything on that CD to your hard drive. This can take anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes depending on the speed of your computer. So we're going to fast forward through this, or at least most of it. Finally, our installation is complete. We need to restart the computer in order to use the new installation. Remember, we need to pull the CD out or it's going to start up again from the CD. And that was so slow, I personally don't feel like repeating it any more often than necessary. Here we go. Click OK.